On ABC Radio Perth, this is Jeff Hutchison.
Do you know when you build a home in WA, there are no mandatory inspections of the building work during or after the construction process? And today, with Dave, we want to ask, should there be? Dave, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jeff.
What is the approval process currently?
Oh, well, it's a process of getting all of your plans approved, getting your specifications approved. The builder takes care of all of that stuff, and the local authority effectively gives you a building license to the builder to go off and build your home. And things have changed over the years. You know, once upon a time, the bank used to make sure that, hang on, is that really at plate high? Is that at lockup before they release those payments?
Yes.
But most of that responsibility has now come back to us as the person paying the mortgage to say, yes, it's at those points. So even progress payments, which would have once upon a time had someone at least making a bit of a passing look at whether it's done, don't happen. Local government authorities don't come out and do those regular inspections to make sure that the drains are running the right way, that the slab's been laid to the right thickness, that the walls are actually up and straight and square. And I don't think the majority of consumers out there understand that. And I think there is a lot of control and everything's going to be built to a safety standard.
So the reality of it is, at front end, there's a lot of interest.
Yep.
But after everything's signed, there's not much. And I know there are industry guarantees and things like that.
We effectively put our hands in the hands of the builder, who is the professional who does construct the home. And I've got to say, you know, in the majority of cases, of course, everything goes swimmingly and it all gets done right. But this is a really big investment for everybody. And if things are done wrong fundamentally throughout that construction phase, it can really go bad.
It can. And we're going to hear from Deb in just a few moments. So you want to ask our audience whether inspections of building work should be compulsory?
Yeah, so our colleagues at Building and Energy have got a discussion paper out and they've been looking for comment from the community about this very factor, because no doubt when we come to a formalised inspection program, whether it's something that builders have to do through certification or local government are going to do, there's going to be a cost, and that cost is going to end up on the person building the home.
Okay, so the question is, to our people listening who might be building a home or recently built a home, if I'm going to build a home, I'm going to have a peace of mind that knows that there is a compulsory building inspection going along throughout the whole project?
Yeah, because we want to make sure that, A, that they're using the right specs,
yep.
B, that it's being put in the right place on the block,
yep.
That the walls are vertical, that the slab's the right thickness, that the roof's been tied down properly. You know, we've seen building audits of these
yeah.
sorts of things, and what used to rely upon heavy jarrah roofings and tiles and concrete tiles on the roof to keep the damn thing in place, we've now got lightweight pine roof space. We've got tin roofs and sometimes not good fixing practices. And you've got this effectively kite on top of your walls. Now, if they're tied down properly, there's never a problem. But is that being done? You and I as consumers have got no idea if it's been done properly.
Okay. To our listeners, would you be prepared to pay for that peace of mind? Any idea what we might have to pay for something like this, Dave?
Not really. Look, there are people out there now who will act as your representative throughout construction, and we certainly advise people to think about this because
yeah.
you don't know. And you will get a building surveyor on your behalf who will keep a watching brief on the build and make sure it's being done properly. And invariably you will get, you know, a multi-page report of faults which are going on in that home that you probably never would have thought of.
Of course. Dave Hilliard is here. We talk consumer protection matters every Thursday with him. So let's bring in Deb in Woodvale, who knows firsthand what it's like when something goes wrong with the construction of a home, and we can trace it back to the pouring of the slab in January of last year. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm good, and thank you for talking to us. Can you tell me about that pouring? What went wrong?
Yeah, look, Jeff, I think, you know, to give you the full picture, just a brief overview to listeners, I mean, the building process is a long one. You know, I started the process actually in 2016, end of 2016, and the slab was poured in January 2018 once you, you know, get through all the contracts and building permits and approvals and things like that.
Yes.
You know, I noticed a problem with the slab right away. It looked uneven. Something didn't seem right with it. And I raised those concerns. And during the 8 months of my construction, I continued to raise those concerns. So,
what did the builder respond with?
Look.
Don't worry, nothing wrong?
No, look, I really sort of want to stay on task with, you know, why we're talking today. And, you know, I think, you know, I think most people already know the processes and how it works, you know, within there. But so I really do want to sort of stay on task and continue, because I think this is a very important topic that we're talking about today about that reform.
Yeah, so, let me ask you then. So you noticed that there were problems with the slab, and what did you begin to notice after your home was built?
Okay, so the slab went down. The cracking was extensive and happened quite early in the piece. We did hand over in the August of 2018. When the flooring company came in to lay the floors, they actually refused to lay the floors because the cracking was so extensive.
Yes.
You know, there was also a neighbour who sort of volunteered some further information that sort of raised my concerns of what there may be underlying issues,
yes.
You know, that was pointing in that direction. So I engaged with two independent engineers to get those answers, and look, subsequently, you know, building an energy investigation confirmed that there was all watery concrete there, you know, had been used on the slab. Slab wasn't thick enough, and the mesh wasn't positioned correctly.
Deb, our understanding, and we'll move on a little, but the building and the surveyor ended up receiving a $10,000 fine. So, what happened to your house? Did it get knocked down and you started again?
Yeah, you know, long and heartbreaking story. Yeah, it was demolished. And it's currently being rebuilt. So yeah.
You know, a really long story. And I guess what we're trying to emphasise here is that if there had been that independent professional inspection of the home, Deb picked up the issues.
Yes.
But no one was really listening to her, and it was, you know, statements like, it's within tolerances, you've got to expect minor cracking, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Whereas perhaps at that point, if an expert had said, no, that's not sufficient, you need to take some core samples and prove that it's got the mesh in the right place, that it's got the right thickness, and that it's laid to the right levels, then maybe Deb wouldn't have ended up with the absolute tragedy of being built and then having to demolish and start again.
And Deb, thank you so much for talking to us. That really is a terribly difficult situation that you found yourself in. Let's go to some calls, get some opinions. Andrew's in Ardross. Andrew, good day.
Good afternoon, Jeff and David. My name is Andrew Booth, and I'm the chairman of the Industry Association of Building Inspectors.
Okay, Andrew, tell us, what do you think about the prospect of a compulsory inspection of building work?
Well, I guess it will depend on who is doing the inspecting. I mean, the current regime is that the builder certifies his own work, which has always been an unsatisfactory situation as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the purpose of my call is to say that there are building inspectors out there who have been working professionally for some time, and the building inspectors work at the other end of the building regime. So you have building surveyors who are there at the front end, looking at the plans, looking at the approvals, making sure that the plans comply. But the building inspectors are the ones who are actually out there doing the work and doing the checking afterwards.
And Andrew, we've got some people listening. Thank you. Some people listening who have used the services of people like yourself. We've just built and made the decision to have a private contractor do three inspections at various points in the build. We were lucky with our builders. They did really well. He did pick up a couple of things, mostly fixings, and the builder was actually more than happy to chat with him and agree a position.
we often talk to people about buying their cars, and you might look to go and buy a used car. We kick a tyre and think, yeah, that's nice paintwork, I'll buy that, without getting a mechanic to check it over. And, you know, building a home is exactly the same sort of thing. Or buying an established home. It all looks great on the surface, but is it really?
Yeah.
And we need to get that expert advice. So companies which will come in and we pay for them to be independent of the builder or independent of the real estate agency or the vendor to give us this independent advice is really important. The question arises for us as to whether this paper is pointing towards local government having to do it.
Yeah.
Will they be doing, you know, sufficient for me to be satisfied I've got quality of finish?
Yeah.
Or are they just going to be saying, yeah, it's square, it's upright,
yes,
got the right thickness? And it's that sort of feedback that that Building and Energy are looking for to this discussion paper about what we need to
exactly
build.
How it's going to work, what the model would be, and who would take responsibility for it.
And if you're going to have independent private certification, how do you keep that at arm's length from the builder?
David in Caranup says, I'd pay whatever it costs to have a mandatory inspection if I was building a house. This, Jeff and Dave, absolutely needed. The building industry is not adequately regulated, and as a consumer, you are very exposed unless you have building experience. And then we go to James, who says, well, I'm a professional engineer. I can do it myself. Great idea, but not compulsory.
Look, it's going to add a cost. Eventually, it will be absorbed into everything that we would expect to be the cost of building a home. And I've got to say that that amount of investment in your protection up front is going to repay itself tenfold when you think about, Deb, because the house is built, they obviously won't be able to rent it out. They can't live in it because the water's through the bathrooms is not right.
Yeah.
And you've got all that disruption to your life.
Yes.
Trying to get it fixed.
And then you think that Deb's project, the idea to build the house began in 2016 and the rebuild is happening now at the end of 2019.
Yeah.
What price, peace of mind? This is clearly a big subject for our audience. I think next week we should continue the conversation, Dave, because so many people have personal stories they want to tell about building the house. Would a compulsory building inspection take away some of the heartache stories that we're hearing from people?